It's time for Already Monday Morning Conversation, and with me this morning, I have a couple of RE/MAX property pros here in the studio this morning. Lisa Eggman and Ben Parsons are here from RE/MAX Property Pros. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Lisa, ladies first, Ben, okay? We go way back. We're going to talk to Lisa for a little bit here, okay?
Sounds great.
Okay. Lisa Eggman from the Up North branch of RE/MAX Property Pros, right?
That's correct, yes.
So, Lisa, what is your primary office? Where do you work out of?
So, my primary office that I'm tethered to, so to speak, is the Eagle River office.
Okay.
However, as we've talked about many times in the past, we kind of just bounce wherever the business takes us, and we mm-hmm. utilize the offices that happen to be closest to us when needed.
So, in talking to Ben, Ben tells me that he's a real estate guy for RE/MAX Property Pros because you were the reason that that Ben came on board. You recruited Ben. So, Lisa, what did you do before you got into real estate?
So, my very first career was as a classroom teacher.
Okay.
I was an elementary teacher for the school district of Rhinelander for about 13 years.
Okay.
And I had a great run with that career. I enjoyed it. I made lots of great connections with kids and families and colleagues that are friends to this day. Towards the end of that career, I was doing a direct sales business on the side. It was a cosmetics brand selling okay. evenings and weekends. You probably know the brand. I'm sure you both do.
Is it LeBri?
No.
Okay. Mary Kay.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Yes.
Okay.
So anyway, I was doing that kind of as a side gig on weekends, evenings, and such, and I was doing very, very well with that. And I realized two things at that point. Number one, I loved sales, which was like a serious discovery later in life to understand that because I had never done anything sales related.
Okay.
And number two, I was really good at it. So I got to thinking about that and what was it that I could do in sales that would support a family a little bit better than cosmetics, more okay. of a need more than a want.
So the big ticket stuff is what you were after.
Well, I just wanted something sustainable,
right.
And I knew that I loved and had a passion for sales and a skill for it. So at that point, I discussed it with my then boyfriend, who's now my husband, and said, right. I would like to take a leap out of this career and into this career. And he was 100% behind me on that. So I took that leap in 2005, and 18 years later, here I am.
Wow. So it's been a nice career.
It has been.
Nice second career.
Yes.
And,
second and last career.
and so tell me, when you walked into RE/MAX Property Pros the first time at the Eagle River office, how'd that go?
Well, it was a great transition.
Okay.
I had been with other brokerages previously.
Okay.
And sometimes in this business, you really need to kind of move along until you find your niche and your home and the right vibe and the right environment and the right everything, and that's what I found with that particular company, this particular company.
How important was it that it was woman-owned?
You know, it was important. Well, first of all, we have two great brokers. They're,
yeah.
they're phenomenal in every way as far as delivering training and, you know, just professional consult and all of that. And it would have been anybody, but I just needed a company that kind of aligned with my view of how the business should be operated and how things should go. So regardless of gender, it was the perfect fit for me.
Got it. And then bring us along now with how you ran across trails with Ben Parsons.
So that's a good story. A couple of years ago, and I don't even know Ben, maybe five-ish?
About that.
Okay, so we were engaged in a real estate transaction on a property located in Rhinelander.
Okay.
Ben was the listing agent. I was the selling agent. And during the course of the transaction, I got to know him, as you do. You know, there's a lot of discussions and a lot of troubleshooting and problem solving going on between the agents. And what I kind of realized is I really like his approach to real estate. He was newer in the business than I was. However, he has great communication skills, which I appreciated. And we were able to troubleshoot and problem solve our way out of a very, very sticky transaction. And to the satisfaction of both his seller and my buyer. So I thought right then and there, this is somebody that I think would be worth talking to see if he would want to make a change. And so we met for coffee one day. We had a nice long talk, and pretty much the rest is history. Here's Ben at RE/MAX.
And Ben, we know his history from all of our talks with Ben, formerly a forester. And now it seems like selling land is just a natural transition, Ben. So does that story match up with your recollection as well?
Absolutely, it does.
So what was it about Lisa's talk and the way you guys worked things out that you thought it's time for me to make a move too?
I think her recollection might be a little bit different than mine. Hers
okay.
is way more positive. that was one of those transactions where, looking back, I learned a lot. There were several things that came up that, as an inexperienced agent, I didn't know how to deal with. There were multiple periods of negotiation that I wasn't aware of. You know, when I first started in the business, I became licensed in April of 2018.
Okay.
My intent of getting a license had nothing to do with pursuing a full-time career in real estate. It was something that I had hoped to add to my bag of talents or bag of services as a forester. And I was looking for a place where I could be a part-time realtor, and I found that, and training was kind of on your own, self-paced, you know, find it, figure it out.
Okay.
Here's a place to hang your hat. And so when Lisa and I are involved in this transaction, I learned there are multiple points throughout this type of transaction where there are negotiations. You know, it's not just right up front, here's a number, we agree on the number, or we go back and forth a couple times, here's the number. And things kept coming up. And I really felt like, oh my gosh, I'm getting raked over the coals here, or I'm getting schooled. I guess that was probably a better way to put it, is I'm getting schooled. But trying to maintain composure and professionalism, I was able to step back and say, this gal really has it together. She knows what she's doing. And I wish I knew how to do the job as well as she did. And so, you know, maintaining composure, trying to be patient. I questioned a lot of things. We had a lot of discussion. And I learned a lot.
Okay.
Just from that one transaction. And I didn't jump ship right away. You know, when Lisa approached me about exploring a new home under the RE/MAX Property Pros roof, I just kind of put it on the back burner because at the time it didn't align with my career goals. That was one of those things where real estate was on the back burner. You know, Lisa had said RE/MAX Property Pros wants full-time agents, committed full-time agents, not somebody that's going to do this as a side gig.
Mm-hmm.
And she also mentioned that RE/MAX Property Pros really doesn't recruit newbies. They want someone who's got some transactions under their belt and that has learned some things. And she had mentioned that even though I was fairly new in the business, the rate in which I learned from her through this transaction showed that I could take on that information. And so it was a while after that initial conversation, and I ended up meeting with both of the brokers before making the decision to switch to full-time real estate and do that under the RE/MAX Property Pros roof. Now, forestry is on the back burner. I do still maintain status as a cooperating forester with the Wisconsin DNR.
Okay.
So if someone is looking for forestry services, they hop on the website, hey, what forester can provide XYZ? You'll see my name out there. But gosh, real estate has been so busy, and in the 5.5 years that I've been licensed, I've gradually stepped out of that forester role, simply just applying the knowledge from that career into this new role.
And we should recognize the two brokers who were intelligent enough to hire you both.
Yes, Judy Barr and Julie Winter-Paez. And those gals are absolutely amazing. You know, and I'm the type of guy, you know, I don't care who is leading the ship as long as they're qualified. And I can tell you from... These gals are qualified. They've seen it all. They've done it all. And they lead with passion and lead by example.
And I know them both from my 18 years in Eagle River. So both of those women have been involved in real estate transactions up north, Vilas County and beyond, for a long, long time, and probably longer than they would like me to mention as far as years on the radio in front of everybody.
Yeah, we don't want to disclose too much information that Clairol isn't already hiding.
So. Yeah, okay. Oh, Ben said it, not me. Ben said that, not me. So it seems to me like from a lot, I know a lot of different real estate people, and it seems to me that people that are in real estate now now were usually in something else. You don't see too many people that were real estate agents right out of school or right out of college or something. They live a little life and then decide to come to real estate in one way or another. Lisa, is that really the majority of agents?
I would agree with you 100%. Okay. I think this is sometimes a second or a third career, or maybe even a fourth for some people. And it's unfortunate. One of my few regrets that I have is that I didn't know that this would be a pathway for me earlier on. I mean, it's great that I found it when I found it, but I just think back, because if I would have ignited this passion early on in my career, I could have been, you know, obviously that much further ahead. But it is a great career, and I think you kind of have to have a certain level of maturity and organizational skills and life knowledge to really execute it properly, I think. So in some ways, it's the right way that it went down.
So, Ben, since you've been kind of brought into the RE/MAX Property Pros family, is it appropriate to start talking a little bit about how other people that might want to explore this as a career could come into the RE/MAX Property Pros family as well?
Absolutely, and really all it takes is a discussion. You know, get to know your local realtors or the ones that you feel comfortable with, and be open, honest, ask questions that you really want to know the answer to.
What forms of prior career experience do a lot of really successful real estate agents have? What are some of the skills that makes a good real estate agent, Ben?
You know, it's hard to pinpoint specific things. Now, being a conversationalist, being comfortable with talking to people, being face to face with people, you know, and it's funny that you think of real estate as being a good career path for an extrovert, but I know several introverts that are excellent agents as well, because an introvert tends to be the personality type that listens more
and thinkers,
and exactly, so they and. So real estate is one of those things where at some point in everyone's life, we all are hopefully involved in purchasing our home or selling our home or our parents' home when they pass. And, you know, so a real estate transaction touches most of us at some point in time in our lives. And I think no matter what a person's background is, there's life experience that they bring to the table with them. And ultimately, that life experience leads us into our niche in the business. You know, Lisa has different specialties and talents than I do. And I definitely have a lot of different specialties and talents than the majority of agents in our market. So, you know, there was a niche right there just waiting to be filled by someone who had the background that I had.
Would you concur, Lisa?
I would agree. And to add to that, one of the things that I thought about this a lot, but I grew up on the southwest side of Chicago, and I grew up in a family funeral business, which my grandpa started in during the Depression. And living in that environment, and we truly lived in that environment for a great period of time above the funeral home, I observed a lot of conversations between my grandfather, father, uncle, brother, with clients in a very emotional setting, obviously. And one of the takeaways that I think I've absorbed from that life experience is to how to be a good listener and to use your ears more than you use your mouth. And I think anybody can do that, extrovert, introvert, whatnot. But that, to me, has been one of the things that has guided me through this business, I think, effectively.
And as far as the licensing process, that's a lot of, I'll be honest with you, I've actually thought of maybe someday getting into this career as something to keep me busy when I'm too old to talk on the radio. What is the licensing process like? As a teacher, it must have been a breeze for you, Lisa.
I can hardly remember, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
But the licensing process for real estate, I don't think, is all too complicated. There's obviously some education that needs to occur, pre-licensed right. education. And then once you feel prepared and are prepared, you go ahead and take an exam. And I don't know of too many people who have difficulty with that exam, but although I don't keep up with those kinds of stats, but that's the grain of sand on the beach of real estate is getting your license. Once you get your license, there is so much to learn and know past that point. It doesn't prepare you even remotely for what you're about to encounter in this business. So the license part, to me, is the easy part.
Okay.
It's what happens after that, what educational opportunities you take advantage of, and how hard you're willing to work your business is really what matters.
And sounds like almost any other career, basically the same kind of thing. It's just a different shingle that's out there.
I would say so.
Okay. So what you make out of it is what you'll get out of it.
Precisely.
Lisa Eggman and Ben the Man for Land Parsons, my guests here this morning from RE/MAX Property Pros. One thing I've noticed, I've been talking to realtors now for an awful long time on the radio, and one thing I notice is that y'all seem to get along just fine. I know you run into each other out there in the field, and I know that you're at closings together and such like that. Ben, back to you. How would you describe your relationship with a lot of other real estate companies coming from RE/MAX Property Pros?
You know, the thing is this: we're a small community. And there's only so many realtors in our community. And regardless of what transaction we're working on any particular day, that transaction will eventually be closed. It'll eventually be passed. And in the future, you know, we may be working with that agent again.
Okay.
So I think it's important for us to get along, be professional, be honest. And because eventually we're going to cross paths again, regardless of who that agent or broker is, regardless of the name on the sign, you know, we will cross paths. So it's very important to maintain. Now, does it mean that it's a no friction career? Absolutely not.
Probably
there's
not.
Definitely a lot of friction.
Anytime there's competition, there's going to be a little friction.
Absolutely. And you know, with real estate being a 100% commission based pay scale, things can get very competitive. Things can get, I hate to use the word vicious, but at the end of the day, we all work together on multiple transactions. So it's very important to maintain composure and just do the best you can.
As far, Lisa, a little bit about, you obviously saw something in Ben and invited him along. And so anybody else that might be interested in making this a career, people that know you can reach out to you, but people that might not know you or Ben personally, what would be your best advice for somebody that is looking to make a real estate a career?
Well, I would say, I mean, we're always available to answer questions, I would say, without a doubt. I would say investigate the companies in the area, investigate how they're led and how they're managed. And everybody has a right fit. We're all like puzzle pieces. And
sure,
what's a good fit for me isn't necessarily a good fit for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say choose carefully. You know, I signed on with a broker right when I got my license because it was the first person who returned my phone call. And I was excited to get hitting the ground running. But like I said, it took a few chess moves for me to find my right niche and my right place. And so I would say investigate that a little bit carefully. Understand who you are as an agent or who you want to be and where your fit would be make most sense.
Ben, anything to add to that?
Absolutely. And, you know, someone who's looking to get into it from the very beginning, don't be intimidated. It's only a class. It's only a test. And the attempt of earning a license will show you whether or not that this is a career path for you. And really, the class isn't all that expensive. The test isn't all that expensive. A lot of folks pay a lot more on a crazy weekend,
sure,
than what it takes to earn a license. And that alone will show you whether or not you're cut out for this. And then I wanted to mention with existing agents that maybe aren't real happy or are maybe leery of, you know, the new the market that's coming down the pike. You know, and they're thinking about, this might not be the best place for me. Don't be afraid to start over. Lisa and I both have started over with different firms before in the past. And it is scary. It is intimidating to think, wow, the business that I have brought into this office, I'm going to leave all that behind. I'm starting over. But it's important to remember, you're not starting over from scratch. You're starting over from experience. So you actually have a leg up. And to use that leg up and that experience in a family that makes you feel more like family makes all the difference in the world.
We're talking careers in real estate here with Ben Parsons and Lisa Eggman from RE/MAX Property Pros, and they have offices all across the Northwoods. So given the market conditions that we're in right now, Lisa, first with you, do you think this is a good time to get into the real estate business given the fact that there's not a lot out there to sell?
It's a challenging time. I'm not going to mince words on that. I mean, it's a different market than it was a couple years ago or even when I first started. So you have to be prepared for that challenge. And it kind of leads me to another point I wanted to make. This isn't necessarily for everybody. So some folks might investigate real estate as a career and find that it's a little bit too much. Because what we perceive it to be when we're first starting isn't it all what it really is? It's a huge time commitment. We work 24/7. Most of us do, or at least I do, Ben does. And it's a huge time commitment and a sacrifice away from your family and your friends and your loved ones quite a bit of the time. So you really have to be eyes wide open on that if you're going to seriously entertain real estate as a career. Because if you're going to do it right, you do it full time and you do it all in, is my opinion.
And how difficult is it, Ben, to get used to not having regular paychecks? I would think that's another challenge to think about.
Budgeting is very important.
Yeah.
And it's good to sit down and look at your numbers, what your expenses are, your set expenses, the ones that change. And you have to know that. And you have to plan, you know, this year, the first 6 months of the year, we're tight. We had closings. We were busy. But a lot of my closings early on in the year were lower priced properties, smaller building lots. And, you know, that doesn't produce much of a paycheck.
Right.
So luckily, my wife, who is also my licensed assistant, and I, we've sat down, you know, we know what goes out every month, what we need to prepare for. And we do save for those rainy days. And it seems like just when things start looking a little tight and a little scary, business starts coming in. And, you know, our busiest time of the year, at least for me, yes, we're busy all year, but it seems like come September, October, November, that's when a lot of the stuff that we've farmed in the summer is ready for harvest.
Got it.
And those checks start coming in. So it does take some preparation. I won't lie there.
Lisa, we're almost out of time here, so I want to give you some last words. What anything else that you want to add that we didn't cover, or just some good general information about being a real estate agent with RE/MAX Property Pros? Lisa, any last words?
Well, we covered a wide spread, but I want to thank Ben for inviting me to join this conversation today. He asked me, and I thought that's a great opportunity for us to kind of bounce off of each other, because obviously our initial memory of that first transaction differs slightly.
Yeah, well, that's usually the way it happens.
But it all ended up great in the end, and I'm happy where I'm at, and I'm happy and proud to be his colleague. So,
awesome. Lisa Eggman, and now Ben Parsons, some last words from you as far as, and your old saying, don't wait to buy and wait.
Exactly. When it comes to real estate, you know, markets change, which don't look at it as a bad thing. Look at it as a positive. Markets change, and they may not be the ideal situation right now, but know that they will change and they will get better. So don't wait to buy real estate. Buy the real estate that you like, that you can afford, and wait. And we kind of touched on that a little bit, but I do want to thank Lisa for being in this morning, and I really want to thank her for reaching out and recruiting me. This RE/MAX Property Pros family is awesome, and so thankful for the opportunity.
And I don't take for granted one relationship that I have here on the radio, and I have a lot of good relationships with a lot of good real estate people, and you two, I hope I can count as those people I have a good relationship in real estate as well. Ben Parsons, Lisa Eggman, RE/MAX Property Pros. Ben, this ain't going to be the thought of the day, but it might be someday. Good land ain't cheap. Cheap land ain't good, but one thing's for sure, they ain't making any more of either. Ben Parsons, September 21st, 2018.
Amen.
Yep, that's how I sign off all my emails. It's part of the signature, and it is so true. You know, there's only as much land as we were given at creation, and what we do with it, how we manage it, it's up to us.
So buy dirt.
Buy dirt, exactly.
Thank you both very much.